Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,500 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 877-205-0849. 877-205-0849. 877-205-0849. Restrictions apply. 48 or 60-month agreement at minimum. $49.99 per month required. Not available in Louisiana. See Vivint.com for license numbers.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what up, yeah, man? Back here, yeah. Boy, Chris in the A.M., yeah. Boy, blessed, listen, it's been a while since I came like this, oh my God, it's time I let it bang like this, oh my God, I never let it go so far, but I'm back up on my toes, bitches, ring that alarm, this is a warning, had to take a little time off of peak game, nigga got a little sick off these weak legs, they flow driving like a key in the third lane, but can't survive the way I'm at, trucking this wheel, man. From bright lights to loud pipes, got them nervous, they mat curve and crash sights, looking like garbage, you were swaying with trash night, left the D's wondering, puzzling, using their flashlights, so I just cruise whenever I'm in the booth, known for spitting the truth, regulating the tool, hear the rap, then I kick back after I let it ooze, I'm not one of you Kit Kats, easy to choose, bless the problems, so please try to excuse me, gut busting, lyrically tongue, fucking your crew, I'm not one of you riff-raff niggas, I'm making moves around addicts that rap magic to close casket. It's been a while since I came like this, oh my God, it's time I let it bang like this, oh my God, I never let it go so far, but I'm back up on my toes, bitches, ring that alarm, this is a warning, it's been a while since I came like this, oh my God, it's time I let it bang like this, oh my God, I never let it go so far, but I'm back up on my toes, bitches, ring that alarm, this is a warning, it's been a while since I left you shaking, had to get up on my grind, back to money making, now I'm back up on my grind, no more time wasting, blessed back up in the booth and it's fine, it's his time, he going hard, you can never trace him, speaking, jumping out the trunk, rhymes levitating him, here to give you what you want, now I'm out.
Good afternoon, everybody! It's your boy, Heaven Hollywood, back on the scene, WBLOK Radio, 646-595-4290. Once again, 646-595-4290. Welcome! We're back with yet another show. And I tell you, very, very interesting episode today. We're going to go over some of the top, you know, stuff on the week. We're going to discuss today, since the album 4 from multi-platinum, you know, R&B slash pop singer Beyonce was certified platinum last week, or early this week, should I say. We'll go over that in a minute. Since it was certified platinum, we want to talk about, this is now the fourth album for Beyonce, so we want to discuss where she ranks among the greats, the female pop stars. You know, where she ranks. You know, and I always seem to get into it with people, you know, when it comes to this. Now, everyone knows that when it comes down to Beyonce, okay, I am most definitely, you know, I'm not going to say that I am a Beyonce hater. I wouldn't say that. I'm not a Beyonce hater. You know, I'm not a hater of anyone. But I just tell the truth on a lot of things where some people, you know, don't really want to, you know, they don't really want to talk the truth. They don't want to talk the truth. Most people want to just say, well, you know what, Beyonce's the queen because, you know, she uplifts women. You know, all the women who couldn't stand Beyonce's guts, and, you know, in 2000, now they're all on the Beyonce bandwagon. I have no problem with her uplifting women. I have no problem with, you know, her making songs to, as people say, sway the judging of females. But I like to speak on what is the truth. And the truth is, when they say, who's the queen of, you know, female artists, all of the Beyonce stands are saying Beyonce. But you have to give me something a little better than that. You gotta. You have to tell me why. Why is she the queen? How is she the queen? If I came on radio and said, I am the king of online radio, and I am the king of local radio, everyone's going to say, well, Heaven, how do you prove that? What makes you say that? Other than the fact that it's you and you want to big yourself up. So what makes Beyonce the queen? I'm going to go over that. You can talk about that, 646-595-4290. Stacy is still away. She's, you know, Stacy was sick, but she's getting stronger. She's getting better. We'll have her back on the air in no time. But, you know, we want to talk about that. Where does Beyonce rank among the greatest female pop artists? Now, see, you have to throw pop in there because the only type of music that really matters to the masses is popular music. And when you talk when you talk about leaving your legacy, legacies are made with popular music. So legacies are made with popular music. Not R&B, not hip hop. You don't leave a ginormous stand that cannot ever be replaced. Unless you're in popular music. Now, Beyonce has had some success in popular music. But I think it's fair to say most of her success has come from the urban world and R&B music. Of course, there's nothing wrong with R&B music, but, you know, when you're calling yourself a pop star or when you want to be referred as a pop star, and you have to be one of the top successful artists in pop, not R&B, pop. So I was going over a few things this week, okay? We're not going to talk about when she was in Destiny's Child. Like, no one really cares. That's a group, okay? But we want to talk about Beyonce since she's been a solo act. Since she's been solo. Because we are talking about solo people. Now, I know a lot of people out there, a lot of Lady Gaga fans say, well, Lady Gaga's queen. You know what? I'm not even going to include Lady Gaga in this conversation. If you want to have a show about who's the hottest right now and who's got more fans right now and who's got more hits right now, then we can talk about Lady Gaga. But Lady Gaga's time card isn't even quite dry yet. Just came out 2008. You know, it hasn't been out 3 full years yet. So when we talk about best artists right now, we'll start throwing Gaga into the mix. But that's not the conversation of today. The conversation of today is who is the queen of pop music? Now, Beyoncé, as I started to say, pretty much became a solo artist in what would you like to say, 2002? Pretty much 2002. She came out with her first album. All right. Since 2002, Beyoncé has sold roughly, and I know people want to, but sales is a part of it. Now, 2002, you know, record sales were, of course, better than what they are now. But since 2002, Beyoncé has sold roughly about 11.6 million copies. Somewhere in that area. 11.8 million. Now, she became a solo artist in 2002. Okay? And, you know, since then, well, we'll say 2003, the album came out. Since then, she sold 11.2 million albums. In the United States, and she sold 75 million worldwide. So it's obviously she's more popular outside of the United States, which is fine. Rihanna came on the scene roughly, I'm going to say 2006. I believe Rihanna debuted around 2006. Was her first album. And since her debut, okay, and it was, you know, her debut album was Music of the Sun. We're going to say around 2005, 2006. Music of the Sun. Since then, Rihanna has sold 20 million albums. Okay? She sold approximately 5 million in the United States. She has sold 80 million worldwide. 80 million. Beyonce 75, and Beyonce got what would we say a 3-year jump. So then, tell me something. Why is Beyonce the queen, and she hasn't even sold the most records? How does that work? That's like me saying, you know, Babe Ruth is the home run champ, but, you know, Hank Aaron had more home runs than Babe Ruth, but Babe Ruth was still the home run champ, so I like Babe Ruth better. Come on, you can't say that. So that's the way it works. So why is she the queen? I need people, you know, people come at me all week long. I'm getting the emails, I'm getting the tweets. And I say, I'm doing a show on Saturday. Join me on Saturday. You know, sit down, listen to the show, call up, discuss. I'll give you a few minutes. I'll give you a few minutes. Call up and discuss it with me. I never seem to get those people. It's always strangers. You know, when I tell them, make your point on the air in front of hundreds of thousands of people, and you're talking the World Wide Web, so that could be millions of people. And you know, Blog Talk Radio has millions of viewers. So you can come across this show at any point in time. But when I tell them to put their head on the slab and say, get on the air and tell me how Beyonce is the queen. Explain to me. And don't come and say, well, because I just like Beyonce. She's just better than everyone else. How? It's an explanation for everything. How? Call up and tell me how. 646-595-4290 is the number to call in. We will be looking for the Breakfast Club's own, you know, from the show, the top morning show, the Breakfast Club on Power 105.1. Charlemagne the God, a guy who you think I get people upset. Sheesh. They're the man who gets people upset. They're the man who gets people upset. Charlemagne the God. Joined the Breakfast Club. He hosts it with Angela Yee. He hosts it with DJ Envy. So we're going to have him live somewhere in the, you know, between the 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. hour. Another thing we're going to talk about is over the week, you know, Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj, you know, about a month ago, it was revealed that she was in Dallas, Texas, you know, doing a show or what have you. She had a little entourage with her and, of course, her assistant slash boyfriend slash whatever. He, of course, was with her, like he always is. And apparently, there was an alleged altercation. I'm not even going to say alleged anymore because it's already on the record. There was an altercation with Nicki and a young gentleman who people believe was this boyfriend slash assistant slash bed buddy, whatever you call him. Now, when it was revealed and it came out, Nicki immediately took to Twitter, of course, like everyone does, and pretty much called TMZ, Media Takeout, you know, E! Online, HeavenHollywood.com, all of them. Pretty much called us all liars and fakes and, you know, don't believe everything you read, hear, blah, blah, blah. All right. Now, a couple of days ago, if Nicki is not aware, and she should be, every single 911 call is taped, sweetheart. Every single call is taped. So a 911 call was reported, and I'm sure not everyone's heard of it. I'm not going to play it over the air because it's very hard to hear, you know, all the things she's saying. But apparently, she said, you know, heard her screaming, look what he did to my face. You know, you heard him screaming, he wanted his effing luggage. And Nicki, other than, you know, her real age being exposed, because you can't lie when you're, you know, making sworn statements to the police. I could have sworn early in 2011, they said Nicki was celebrating her 25th birthday. Well, of course, people in the media and people who've grown up with Nicki know her age. But on the police report, it said age 29. So all the time she's talking about little Kim, blah, 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 you ain't too much younger. You ain't too much younger than little Kim. A few years here and there. So you think it's right for us to know the business of celebrities? Should they have privacy? Damn, you're getting paid a pretty healthy buck. And whenever they need covering for a new album, a new movie, what have you, they have no problem with the press. None whatsoever. They have no problem the press covering them then. But whenever the press finds out that Nikki is getting smacked up or punched in the face with a briefcase or whatever she was doing with her little boyfriend, now all of a sudden there's something wrong with the press. I mean, come on, Nikki. It was right there. Everyone heard it. Everyone heard it. So now it's our fault because we're doing our job and we're reporting it. You know, if you don't want people to know about, I've always said this with my blogs, I said it with my show. If you don't want me to find out about it, don't do it. Plain and simple, don't do it. If you do it, trust me, I'm going to find out about it. One way or the other, I'm going to find out about it. 646-595-4290. What else happened this week? We're going to go back to, we're going to get calls on Beyonce. What else happened this week? Casey Anthony. She's been spotted. That didn't take long. That didn't take long. Like, she's really going to be able to hide. That did not take long, my friend. Not at all. So Casey Anthony's been spotted in Ohio, and if you tune in to heavenhollywood.com, I told everyone that, she's going to be going to Ohio. That was the news, that she has distant family members there, and of course the family members are going to say, oh, no, she's not coming here. We haven't had any contact with her. You really think the family members are going to say, yeah, she's coming here, so make sure you come and take a picture. No. Of course they're going to say she's not coming there. Yeah, people hitting up my blog site. Oh, she's not coming there. You heard what a relative said. Yeah, come on. They're going to say she's coming there? Some of these people that, follow my blog site, I love you and all, but jeez. Got a few nitwits, this blog site. 646-595-4290. We'll be taking some calls on Beyonce. We're waiting for Charlamagne Tha God. 105 Zone. The Breakfast Club with DJ Envy and Angela Yee. But Charlamagne Tha God really has an interesting story. Really. And I would love for, the teenage listeners that we have and stuff like that, I would love for them to listen to his story. Because if you ever had a story of making a dream come true and you don't think that, hard work and a little persistence and a tad bit of luck, if you don't think that plays a part in it, then, you haven't been watching. So it all plays a part in it. But when the opportunity comes, you got to make it stick. Got to make it stick. Well, no question about it. And that's one thing this young man did. He got the opportunity, and he made it stick. Sealed the deal. I'm going to get into a classic, and we're going to come right back on the other side with some phone calls. Classic stuff here. The RZA. The Jizza. Inspect the deck. Old dirty bastard. My mother's child.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child.
The Wallaby Tech comes back. Iron Man strikes back. Raise your whole empire. No doubt. Rich man, poor man, read the headlines. Niggas getting murdered for spots and bigger knives. Shouts and drug wars, living by gun law. Tailcats come home and want to stay here as a young one. Growing up broke, me and my people got to sell hope. I guess we all in the same boat. Thinking, plus drinking at 92. Laying on the roof, saying, we need a next man to shoot.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child.
Yo, I know a rich kid who got hit for 3 bricks. Showing off his 850 plus with a nice whip. Young blood, guzzling 40, hustled in the rain. Older, shooting dope in the veins. He never had it all. The kid loved basketball. Had a favorite song, I Miss You, written by Aaron Hall. Now back to the original. Neighborhood criminals, clocking dollars by the hour like his digital. Styrofoam silences. He wrote a amateur, while on his niggas peeling caps, known as the Islanders. For second, with crazy clips, be clapping. Slept in his fence, those threads, threads made a satin. Label as a cow, he had crazy beats. Seen him at the flick, he pulled out on two heads in my teeth, but he fucked up. He should have kept it real and went for kill, cause if he don't, these niggas with black barrels will bust the shit never calm down. One day, downtown, he dropped the ounce off. Money had slept like a nightgown. He rolled up in the Albee Square, relaxed like he lived there. Two kids was beaming him. Them niggas from the movie there. One had old guests on, looking like he had a vest on. The other belly bell, chucked with a firearm. Moving slow, baseball hats, crazy down low. World lifeguard, this bookhead nigga got it go. Oh shit, bookhead, just bought a fire. She had a King Tut piece, about the size of Little Maurice. We gotta get him, baby. No cousin, count to 10, I'm running in. My first instance is a return of the time is now. Walked in and pulled down. Remember me, the nigga from the UA, and you pulled out. Don't move, don't even flinch. Fix him up, drop the head, don't wanna get blood to touch. He first, I shot him. Bitch screamed, yeah, I'm robbing him. Had to hit him 10 more times, make sure I got him. Told her only lay on the floor. Check the comment. Granny came up black down with a half a shotty. I laughed, grabbed the King Tut head in the cast. Granny shot my man in his ass and broke mega glass.
That I felt like playing today. I'm going to try to give you one or two classics a day. You know, something you don't hear on the radio anymore. Motherless Child. Classic stuff. 646-595-4290. I had a person respond to me saying, no. You know, they always want to respond to me on Twitter or, no, he didn't have to buy nothing. He bought Riri tour seats. Bay signed to his management, but her label is still Columbia. Listen, I don't care if Beyonce signed, you know, to Motown. Okay, signed to Motown. Jay-Z is still running the show. He's still running the show. Okay? And Jay-Z is her now manager. And if you think that Jay-Z is going to take over Beyonce's career and allow her to flop and not go platinum on his first album that he's taken over for her, you don't know anything about music. There's no way. There's no way that Jay-Z is taking over her management with all of the people saying, how could you do this? How could you take Beyonce away from her dad? You think Jay-Z, you know, is going to take over the helms and not make sure that Beyonce's album goes platinum? Now, let's follow along. I followed these sales from the first day. We know she sold about 310,000 week one. Okay? Well, she around 100,000 week two. And she went down about 60,000 week three. So you're looking at about that point. It was like 440. Then she sold about 50,000. So after 4 weeks, it still had not hit 500,000. And the next thing you know, I wake up. You know, I'm listening to The Breakfast Club. I'm thinking to myself, okay, she's finally going to go gold. And then I hear the, who I like to refer to as the Queen of New York, Angela Yee, say, congratulations. Beyonce's four albums have been certified platinum. What? What? Certified platinum? The record wasn't even at 600,000 when I blinked. And I blink again, and you're going to tell me that this record, who could barely sell 500,000 in 4 weeks, you're going to tell me that it sold, you know, 550,000 in 1 week? I'm supposed to believe that. I'm supposed to believe an album that has been struggling from day one. I don't hear about how many different countries it's number one in. We only care about the United States. Right? That's what people always say. Oh, I just care about America. You don't care about those other countries any other time. Only when it has to do with Beyonce being number one. Now all of a sudden the other countries mean something. You didn't care about the other countries no other time. When Lady Gaga is selling 9 million in Ireland, no one cares. Oh, but that's Ireland. What's she doing in America? But when Beyonce sells 75 million worldwide, and she's number one on so many different countries, I mean, number one, what album was really out? I mean, let's be real. Let's be real. Any star that comes out that people have long awaited their album, and they're going to go to number one. Let's not make a big deal out of that. Really. Beyonce stands are reaching. They're going to go to number one. But in America, you know, Rihanna has outsold Beyonce. No, excuse me. Worldwide, Rihanna has outsold Beyonce. Not in America. But Beyonce has a what? 4-year head start? Anybody else that has that sort of head start on Beyonce, we say, well, they started way before Beyonce. So, you know, what do you expect? You know, they started before Beyonce. So, you know, of course Britney's is outsold Beyonce. She started way before her. Here come the excuses. 646-595-4290. It is the Heaven Hollywood Show, WBLOK Radio. I'm going to be doing this every Saturday. I just have to find the right time slot. That's all I'm looking for. I need a time slot where all my people are going to be here. With every time slot they're going to be here, that's what time I'm going to start doing. A lot of people are complaining to me, saying, oh, why are you having it now? It's 7. It's nice out. You know, people are not trying to be in the house. I understand that. But 7 o'clock should be the time where you're at home getting ready to do your party for the night. So while you're ready, you're getting ready, you're checking out the show. 646-595-4290. Couple of other things. Hearing that Casey Anthony, once again, we're back on her. A lot of outlets rumoring her to be, you know, knocked up by her attorney. Oh, man. I wouldn't doubt it. Would not doubt it one bit. This girl's an attention seeker. She loves the drama. Would not surprise me one bit if she was knocked up by Jose Baez. Not one bit. But there's a rumor, if you see her now in Ohio, she looks like she's put on some pounds. And in the thighs, she looks like she, the face is getting a tad bit fatter. So there's a rumor out that she was, you know, pregnant by her attorney. She's out of Columbus, Ohio. What she's doing out there, I have no idea. But there were some pictures taken via New York Post, stuff like that. So, Casey Anthony's the first look at Casey Anthony happened during the week. What about, you know, Nicki Minaj on Good Morning America? Good Morning America, in case you haven't, you know, seen it, is one of the biggest shows. It's filmed in New York. They're one of the biggest shows ever. If you get a chance to perform on Good Morning America, that is a big time, but that's a big time performance right there. Good Morning America. Nicki Minaj got that opportunity to perform on Good Morning America. And when she did, everyone knows what happened. You know what happened? Malfunction, wardrobe malfunction. So that's one thing that happened over the week. Big news, of course. It was, you know, a picture of Nicki Minaj's boob, you know, all over the internet. Looked great to me. And a lot of people are saying that. You know, It's so sad that every time something happens, the first thing people say is, oh, that was staged. Staged. That was staged. You know, some people were even saying that Chris Brown and Rihanna was staged. Oh, yeah, that punch was, that black eye was staged. Definitely staged. You know, everything is staged these days. And it's so messed up because you never know what's the truth. Every single time something happens, oh, that was staged. So, my thing is this, and this is the big topic of the day. Once again, we're talking about Beyonce. We're talking, is she the queen? You know, me personally, if you're going to ask me, if anyone asks me, is she the queen? Is Beyonce the queen, the best female performer, the best female artist of all time? My response to that is no. Because, like I said, you're now talking about popular music. And if you're talking popular music, you got to talk Madonna. You got to mention Mariah Carey. You got to mention Whitney Houston. You got to mention Janet Jackson, all before you mention Beyonce. All before you mention Beyonce, you have to mention those four names first. You have to. If you know anything about music, you have to. Mariah Carey, Janet Jackson, Whitney Houston, Madonna. And I'm not even mentioning Britney Spears. Britney Spears is almost quadrupled Beyonce's sales. Why isn't Britney the queen? And we all get it. We get it. There's not many singers out there. Britney does not have Beyonce's voice. Not many singers do. We get it. But the thing is, when it comes to Beyonce, a lot of people tend to find the excuses. Oh, well, she dances better than, you know. I say, well, Alicia Keys can sing. Well, she dances better than Alicia Keys. Alicia Keys is boring. Then when you get a person who can dance, like Britney Spears or Janet Jackson or someone like that, oh, well, you know, they don't sing as good as Beyonce. Like I said, they always find that outlet. Regardless of whether they don't sing as good or whether they don't dance as good or what have you, they've sold more records. That's got to count for something. It has to count for something. I'm not saying that Beyonce isn't talented. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying she isn't talented. She's very talented. But when you start saying that she's the greatest ever, she's the greatest female pop artist ever? Based on what? Because you like Beyonce? Because, she helped you get through a time where your boyfriend dumped you? When he wouldn't put a ring on it? Said you're not worthy, I'm not putting a ring on it. Go listen to some Beyonce and make you feel all better. That's what makes her the queen? You're not basing it on numbers. If you're basing it on numbers, she's not the queen. If you're basing it on numbers. So, what are you basing it on? Really? 646-595-4290. Waiting on Charlemagne the God to give us a call in. There's also been a lot of sports drama taking place. The sports gossip and the sports drama has now taken on a totally different light. Now that a lot of sports figures have gotten into reality TV, a lot of sports figures are hanging out with, you know, reality stars and announced ESPN is hiring a lot of women now. And with that comes the drama. With that comes the drama. And one of the stories that broke this week was an ESPN analyst, I believe her name is Michelle Beadles, Bedells, what have you. Well, they said Michelle told Aaron Rodgers, okay, that she just wants to get effed for the night. Now, Michelle, of course, has denied these allegations. I got a lot of emails on that. You want to talk about that? It'd be 646-595-4290. We'll be right back with any phone calls. You want to hit me on the Twitter, it's at heavenhollywood.com. We'll be right back with your phone calls on the other side.
Yeah. What up, yeah. Black? Back, yeah. Yeah. Boy, Chris in the A. M. Yeah. Boy, blessed. Listen, it's been a while since I came like this.
Oh my God.
It's time I let it bang like this.
Oh my God.
I never let it go so far, but I'm back up on my toes, bitches. Ring that alarm. This is a warning. Had to take a little time off of Pete Gaines. Niggas got a little sick off these weak legs. They flow driving like a Kia in the third lane. But can't survive the way a Mack truck in its wheel, man. Got them swerving from bright lights to loud pipes. Got them nervous, they Mack curve and crash sight. Is looking like garbage, you were swaying with trash night. Left the D's wondering, puzzling, using their flashlights. So I just cruise whenever I'm in the booth. Known for spitting the truth, regulating the tool. Hear the rap, then I kick back after I let it ooze. I'm not one of you Kit Kat, easy to choose. Bless the problems, please try to excuse me. Gut busting, lyrically tongue fucking your crew. I'm not one of you riff rap niggas. I'm making moves around addict that rap magic to close cash. It's been a while since I came like this.
Oh my God.
It's time I let it bang like this.
Oh my God.
I never let it go so far, but I'm back up on my toes, bitches. Ring that alarm, this is a warning. It's been a while since I came like this.
Oh my God.
It's time I let it bang like this.
Oh my God.
I never let it go so far, but I'm back up on my toes, bitches. Ring that alarm, this is a warning. It's been a while since I left you shaking. Had to get up on my grind, back to money making. Now I'm back up on my grind, no more time wasting. Blessed back up in the booth and it's spine aching. It's his time, he going hard, you can never trace him. Speakers jumping out his trunk, rhymes levitating him. Here to give you what you want, now I'm out of the cage. And lyrical stain and this son of a bitch is amazing. It's been a storm and send us back to the path that it came in. No more shaking.
I love that. I had to cut it short. That's enough! 646-595-4290. It's your boy Evan Hollywood, WBLOK Radio. I got my man. I had to get him, you know, as my first guest back on the show. As you know, I've been on a little hiatus for a couple of months. But how better to bring back my show than with this young man who is you know, making quite a name for himself. Now, a lot of people hear him, they're rubbed a little bit the wrong way, you know. But they have to realize that, you know, a lot of people, I see the things that are said to him on, about him on Twitter, the comments on all the blog sites, comments on my blog sites, emails to me. But you have to realize that this young man has very thick skin. We're going to find out how he came about with that. I got my man, Charlamagne the Gizzard, live on WBLOK Radio. What's good?
What up, though? What's the word?
What's the word? The word is you, man. I want to thank you for coming through, man. WBLOK Radio, Boy Heaven Hollywood. Real quick, this is the things that I wanted to talk to you about, because when I hit you on the Twitter, first thing I want to do is, not a lot of people, I know you got a crazy hectic schedule, you take your time to respond, not only to me, I see you respond to other people as well. And just want to, even for them, I want to just take the time to say, you know, the way you humble yourself, man, is appealing to everybody, and we just want to thank you. From listener standpoint of your radio show, we just want to thank you for just taking that time out to be the humble cat that you are.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, as a radio personality, man, I feel like we're all public servants. And, you know, I've been doing radio for 12 years. And I was doing radio before it was social networking, before it was the MySpaces and the Facebooks and the Twitters. And I feel like, you know, now that we have an outlet to where we can directly touch the people, or something we say, the people can respond to us ASAP, or, you know, people can watch our interviews online and reply, reply back to us. Like, it's only right for us to speak to the people. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, people give great feedback when they're not hating, or, you know, they're not bitter because they're not in your position. When it's coming from a good place, you know, I definitely have no problem replying back.
Absolutely. And we're talking to one and only Charlemagne Tha God, one of the members of the Breakfast Club, the Great Morning Show, 105,
hey.
Power 105. Hey. Now, when they put that together, I remember I used to follow ye on Sirius on satellite. When they first put that together, and they came and they told you you're going to be on with DJ Envy and Angela Yee, did you think from that moment, okay, this is going to be something good, or did you have, you know, did you have your little, you know, qualms about it?
Nah, I knew it was going to be something special, man. I'm going to tell you a quick story. I remember back in like late 09, I think I had just gotten fired from doing radio in Philadelphia on 100.3 The Beat. And, you know, Angela was still at Shade 45. And we had just shot a pilot for a TV show at BET. I mean, you know, obviously the show never got greenlit, but we had just shot a pilot. And I remember we were sitting in this diner. And I remember telling Angela Yee, I said, my words verbatim, this is like late 09, I said, yo, one day me and you going to do mornings on Power 105 together. And she was like, you think so? She was like, you think so? I never did terrestrial radio. I said, watch. I said, one day me and you going to be doing mornings on Power 105 together. So when it happened, man, it was just like a prophecy fulfilled, because already I saw that vision. I don't know why, but I did. And, I mean, I didn't see Envy in the mix, but when they told me Envy, it just all made sense, because Envy's been somebody that I've admired from afar for a long time. You know, I mean, we met and had plenty of conversations before, sat down and had dinner before, but I never thought that I would be working with him. But, you know, when they first told me, I just knew it would be something special. And, I mean, I knew we'd be doing what we're doing right now.
Wow. And we're talking to Charlemagne Tha God. He is at C Tha God on Twitter, C-T-H-A God. Now, real quick, because you're from South Carolina.
Absolutely.
And I remember asking you one quick one, and I want you to tell the people out there, because you had a lot of people that I spoke to, really, they try to get into the industry, they try to get into radio, and you really had a story that is kind of like a living out a dream type of story. Now, I know you did come to New York to work with Wendy Williams. How did that hookup come about?
Well, you know, like I said, I started off as an intern like in 1998 when I was like 18 at Z93 Jams in Charleston, South Carolina. And, you know, I'm always the type of person, I never really focus on the end result. You know, I just put my best foot forward, and I know that if I know this sounds cliche, but I know if I work hard and, you know, I put positive energy into what I'm doing, only good things will come of that. So it's like when I started off as an intern, I just made the most of my internship. Like, one thing I see now, I see people, they jump in the game and they want to be interns, and the first thing they want to do is be on the air. I never thought about that. When I was an intern, I wanted to be the best intern I could be. So when people recognize that hustle, they put me in the promotions department. So when I was in the promotions department, I wanted to be the best promotional person I could be. So when the opportunity came for me to be on air, when I got on air, then I started focusing on the on-air aspect of the game. So first thing I did was dominate South Carolina. And, I mean, when the Internet did start popping, I started utilizing the Internet. And it just so happened that, you know, by the grace of God, a lot of good things were coming my way, whether it was, you know, Bun B coming to my show a week before Pimp C was getting out of jail and letting me know Pimp C was coming out. So recording that interview and then sending it out to allhiphop.com because they were the biggest website at the time, so they would post it.
Right.
That helped get my name out there. You know, having interviews like Memphis Bleek, you know, and I'm asking Memphis Bleek the tough questions, you know, asking him things like when is he ever gonna get out the shadow of Jay-Z, just things like that, just things that are on everybody's mind, things that are on everybody's mind, but nobody gets the chance to ask. And you know, interviews like that, like, made their way on the internet. You know, things like, you know, me going at Buffy the Body, having T-Pain come in and sing live without the auto tune. Like, they just started making their way around the internet, and other radio shows were playing them. And Wendy Williams producers at the time, you know, they were checking for me too, because you know they kept seeing stuff I was doing circulating, and they was like, yo, this dude's funny, whatever, whatever. And then you know, I had a promotions and marketing company. And this is another jewel that I give people, man. Like, you know, manners will take you where money won't. That's what my grandmother used to always tell me. So you always need to respect. So I had a promotion and marketing company, and I remember they hired me to do Wendy Williams' album release party because she put out an album through Virgin. So it's like when her and her husband Kev came down, we just rolled out the red carpet for them. So, you know, whatever they needed, you know, weed, drinks, whatever, just showed them a good time, and they remembered that, you know, and they returned the offer when they had a party in New York, and they invited me to come up to their party. So I came up to their party, and, you know, we was just in the club kicking it, and Wendy was like, yo, why don't you come on my show tomorrow? And I'm like, all right. So I went on her show, and the rest is history. I was on her show for like 20, 25 minutes, and I didn't even know she was looking for a co-host. You know, I was just going through the motions of life. And one thing led to another, and I ended up her co-host in New York.
Unbelievable. And we're talking to Charlamagne Tha God, one of the hosts of the hottest morning show in New York, 105.1, The Breakfast Club. Now, a lot of people, like I said, when I talk to a lot of people, and, you know, I remember when the whole Little Mama thing interview went down about a week ago, what have you. And a lot of people would send me up saying, oh, yeah, you know, Little Mama, you know, she really set Charlamagne straight. You know, I try to explain this to people. A lot of people don't understand that you're from the school of Wendy Williams, I like to call it. So when people say, I don't understand how he could say that, or have you pretty much got your fearlessness. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. You got your fearlessness from being around, you know, Wendy. How did you being up front, you know, right there, front row seat, with what things she was going through and how she was doing her thing, how did that, you know, how did you take that into doing what you're doing right now?
Well, you know, I never even thought about, you know, it's a sense of fearlessness, but, you know, that's what attracted Wendy to me in South Carolina. Because if anybody that's been listening to me from my days in South Carolina, they'll tell you, like, that's how I've always approached interviews. Like, I mean, I remember interviewing Trey Songz back in the day and fucking with him, you know, and his management and everybody laughing. And I remember them telling me, like, yo, you need to be in New York. We need that style of radio in New York. And I didn't even think of it as a style of radio, even though I grew up listening to the Wendy Williams and the Star and Bucks and the Howard Sterns. I never thought of it as a style. It was just, I was just a little young cat who used to be watching television and listening to the radio and wondering, how come the VJs and the radio personalities don't ask the most obvious questions? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
exactly.
Like, why is everybody so politically correct? Like, I just couldn't understand it. So I remember one time back in 2001, and this was my first full-time radio gig. This is the first time I was a full-time radio personality in Charleston, South Carolina. And I remember my program director telling me, you're not supposed to have an opinion. You're too opinionated. And I never could understand that. So that was a rule of thumb that I threw my middle finger to and said, I'm never going to subscribe to that. I'm going to always, as long as I got a microphone, I'm going to always have an opinion. So, you know, the quote-unquote fearlessness, that's what attracted Wendy to me and you know, caused her to bring me up to her show. But, I mean, as far as Lil Mom is concerned, I mean, like, I don't have no personal issues with Lil Mom. It was just the interview, like.
Right.
That's how I do.
I mean,
like,
I mean, let's be real. Everyone's been waiting to ask that. What made you do that? You know, and she, I've never really heard her answer that question until you know, until you seem like you're backed into a corner where she had to answer. No one has never really came out and said, what made you jump on that stage?
Yeah, and, you know, people like to say, oh, that was old, that was 2 years ago. Well, guess what? I've never met Lil Mama or spoken to her. So as a fan of the game, as a spectator of the game, that's what I wanted to ask her. I never got a chance to ask her that. And I think that's what people don't realize. At the end of the day, I'm a fan of the game. I'm a spectator. I'm watching like we all watch. So, if I sit down and interview Jay-Z, even though I've met Jay-Z a couple of times, never interviewed him, but if I sat down and met Jay, I want to know, why did you and Dame pick up? Even though that's old, we don't know the answer to that. You know what I mean?
You don't know the answer.
That's a question I would ask. So, I don't know, man. I'm just out here, you know, enjoying my time on the radio and enjoying the situation that I'm in. And it just feels good to be a spectator who can ask the questions that other spectators want to know.
Absolutely. We're talking to the one and only Charlamagne Tha God. Couple of email questions for you. People that when they found out you was coming on, they was, you know, a lot of people are scared to call up. So I told them, if you don't want to call, you know, email me some joints, and then I'll let them know. The one of the questions from Sheena in Miami, she wanted to know why, you know, what happened. Why did you and Wendy Williams break up?
That was strictly economic. I mean, you know, that was 2008. You know, that's when the recession was hard. I mean, even though from the looks of things, we're about to enter another recession, but that's when the recession was real crazy. And the radio stations at the time, WBLS, they fired like 15 people. You know, I mean,
right.
I guess I was, you know, the big issue because of my position with Wendy. But I mean, they fired like 15 people that day. They fired two other radio personalities that had been there for 25 years, which was Champagne and Vaughn Harper. So I mean, that was just strictly economic. And then, you know, when I moved on to go do my morning show in Philly, I was still doing Wendy's television show. But, you know, it comes a point in time, man, as an individual, you want to step away. You want to step away from everything, man, and start creating your own lane because, you know, people will keep you under that wing. I mean, it's cool. Like, it was a great experience. You know, it was a great experience. It was great to be in that position. I definitely learned a lot. But, I mean, I don't want to be Wendy Williams' sidekick forever. You know,
right.
I didn't want to stay in that position. So it's like, you know, you got to distance yourself a little bit just to create your own lane, you know, to let people know, like, yo, I'm my own entity too. I was my own entity before I got with Wendy. You know, before I got with Wendy,
right.
I was doing my show by myself and things of that nature. So that's all that was. You know, she's doing her thing. She's killing. Like, she's just continuing to be an inspiration for young radio cats like me. I mean, she's always been an inspiration to me, but just to see how she's prospered from radio to television to now just being a brand, a huge brand, like, yo, you got to respect that.
Absolutely. Do you still have a relationship with Wendy?
Nah, to be honest with you, I haven't spoken to Wendy in like a year and some change. Nothing personal, but just, you know, I haven't kicked it with them in like a year and some change.
Okay, now I also know that you have another situation coming up, I believe, with MTV. You know, tell people, you know, what's happening with that. Or MTV 2?
Yeah. I'm signed to MTV. I'm signed to MTV 2, actually. You know, MTV 2 is a network. You know, they say that they're man's best friend. And, you know, they cater to men in the 12 to 34 demo as far as the programming that they have. And, you know, they got, like, a lot of original programming. They got a lot of original programming now, like, you know, with the Sucker Free Countdown and the car shows, like the Dub Magazine show. And, you know, they're just a network that's really about to do their thing. Like, they're really about to put some real good original programming on. What I like to say MTV 2 is going to be is what MTV used to be. Because, you know, MTV is Jersey Shore out now, the 18 Mom,
right.
16 and Pregnant. You know, MTV 2 is going to be like that show, that network for the hip-hop head. So, you know, I'm just happy that they recognized my talent and decided to lock me in as an overall talent. So,
okay,
that's what I'm doing.
Once again, talking to Charlamagne Tha God, we're going to thank him for taking a few minutes. This other question, because we were discussing, the right now, when you talk about the female artist that's out, and I heard you made a comment on your radio show that you felt as though Beyonce was the greatest entertainer of our generation.
Absolutely.
Now, with your age, I would assume you're 28 to 35 range. Okay, what do you consider your generation?
Well, I'm 31 years old, so my generation.
Okay.
You know, I was born in 1980, so you know I can't claim Michael Jackson because you know Thriller came
right.
Off the Wall came out in 78. I wasn't even
right.
there yet. You know what I'm saying?
right.
And Thriller came out in the early 80s, so I didn't grow up on even though Michael Jackson is he's phenomenal. Like that's not even a question. But I'm talking about from my generation,
right.
my era. You know, the 90s, you know, 2000s, it's no better pure talent than Beyonce. Like, it's not. Like, there's nobody that can dance better. There's nobody that can sing better, like, have that total package. Like, who's better? Who? Tell me, who's better than Beyonce?
Okay, I mean, well, I always say, if you're going to tell me she's the total pack, she's the most complete, I like to say that. If you're going to say she's the most complete artist, when you add in singing, dancing, she can do a little bit of singing, she can do a little bit of dancing, and she looks great, has nothing to do with the talent, but she sells records. Okay, I would say that. I would not say that she's not a better, in my opinion, and I've seen them all, she's not a better entertainer, in my opinion, than Janet Jackson. I mean, I've seen five Janet Jackson concerts, I've seen three Beyonce concerts live, and she's not a better entertainer to me. I have
a
better time at a Janet Jackson concert.
I don't consider Janet my era, though. Like, I don't consider Janet Beyonce's era. Like, Janet and Beyonce's careers never – put it like this. Janet's career, Beyonce came in at the tail end of Janet's career.
Mm-hmm.
Like Beyonce started with Destiny's Child when Janet was all about wrapped up. Let's be clear, some entertainers are a lot like athletes, and we know when they're coming to the end of their careers. And
right.
Janet has come to the end of her career. Ain't nobody. I love Janet Jackson. Ain't nobody checking for Janet Jackson. I want no new material from her. I might go to a show and watch her do old records, but I don't want to hear no new material from Janet Jackson. Like to me, Janet is not Beyonce's era. And for Beyonce, and forget Destiny's Child, just her as a solo, let's start with her as a solo artist and come on down. She started as a solo artist in what, 2001 maybe, with Crazy in Love?
Yeah, about 2002. That 2002.
Nobody's been better.
Her first solo joint.
Nobody's been better since 2002. Nobody has the complete package of singing and dancing. I'm not saying she's the best singer. I mean, to me, I think Jill Scott is the best pure singer. That's my personal
right.
opinion. You know, but nobody's a better complete package than Beyonce. She is the best pure talent of our generation. I think so.
And it's funny you switched over to athletes. Once again, Charlamagne Tha God joining us here. How was you on that whole? Were you when the Heat were going through the finals thing? It was kind of like the world was divided. You were either loving the Heat. Or you weren't rooting for the Heat. You know, what side were you on? I don't really recall, you know, whether you were pulling for LeBron James, you know, whether you were, you know, not pulling for the Heat. And just really quick, a comment on the reception, on how he went from the most beloved athlete to the most hated athlete in a matter of a year.
Well, I'm not a Heat fan, but I'm not a Heat hater, but I knew they wasn't going to win the championship. And I remember, you know, everybody got gassed up during the playoffs, and the whole time everybody was getting gassed up on the Heat, I was watching the Mavs, and I was saying,
right.
yo, the Mavs is a team of destiny. And I remember saying, when the Mavs swept the Lakers, I said, the Mavs are going to win it all. And everybody was giving me flack. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Then when the Mavs-Heat matchup came, I was like, yo, the Mavs are going to win the series. I actually said the Mavs in seven. And everybody's like, oh, you bugging. They can't. You know, the Heat are going to blow them out, yada, yada, yada. I'm just looking at it from a strictly basketball perspective. It's like, yo, the Heat can't
right.
even match up with the Mavs. The Heat can't even match up with the Mavs in no way, shape, or form, and the Mavs play better defense. So, I mean, you know, and as far as LeBron going from hero to villain, that's just the way the world is, man. I really liken it to the Hulk Hogan NWO situation. When Hulk Hogan was hitting the red and yellow, everybody was rooting for him. As soon as he put on that black and white, he was the most hated you know, vilified wrestler ever. And, I mean, you know, it's an uphill battle for LeBron. But they put a lot of pressure on themselves. Like,
absolutely.
You get on that stage and you say, you know, y'all going to win 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 championships. So you got to back that up. And, you know,
absolutely.
Every opportunity. LeBron James is one of those people that everybody loves to see him fail. So the only way he's going to defy those odds is if he starts winning. And to be honest with you, I don't know if LeBron got that gene in him, yo. I just don't. Like, I don't know if he got that championship winning gene in him. I just don't know if it's there or not. I personally don't think so, honestly. I think he's gonna always be the bridesmaid but never the bride. Like, I really feel that way.
Charlemagne the God, the one and only here, WBLOK Radio. Before we let you go, once again, I want to thank you for spending a few minutes. Real quick, a lot of people, in my monologue, I said, it's a shame nowadays that, you know, whenever something happens now, people are running and say, oh, that was staged. Oh, that, you know, everything is staged now, according to everyone. You don't know what's real. Every time something real happened, there were people running around saying, oh, Chris Brown and Rihanna's fight was staged. You know, so... When the whole Hot 97 thing went down, a lot of people were saying, oh, you know, they just staged the whole Flex thing to get, you know, to boost up 105 ratings. Now, I personally know that there's no love lost between, you know, the whole Flex one. I've had my run-ins with Flex already, and I was just on the internet. I'm on local radio on Long Island, and I've had my run-ins with Funkmaster Flex. So... when the whole Flex thing went down, which was the best, it was the biggest comic relief of the year. Has he reached? I tried to reach out to you and about anything since then. Because the funny thing is, about 2 weeks earlier, I had gotten a call because I was doing a show. It was the whole thing about and Flex came up with the Tupac situation. And Flex had tweeted me, said he heard that I was doing a show about him, knock it off, blah, blah, blah. So I, at that time, went into the whole thing and mentioned the picture thing. Because someone had came to me, and there's true talk, someone had came to me and said, if you want pictures in South Beach of Master Flex with another gentleman, you let me know. Now, that was 2 weeks prior to the whole situation. Has he? Because I noticed as soon as you mentioned the pictures, he fell back a little bit. Has he reached out to you since then? Said, let's try to clear this up. You know, I didn't mean it. I was going off the handle a little bit. You know, you kind of silenced him. Hit him with the silence.
I haven't heard anything. I mean, I met Funk Flex one time in my life. And that's when I was with... 700 in the club, and you know, we shook each other's hand. That was years ago. That was like 06 maybe. But now, right. I've never had a relationship with Flex. Never had a relationship with Flex. Never spoke to Flex. Don't know any of his people. He hasn't reached out to me. I mean, I'm not looking to him to reach out to me. So,
right,
it's whatever.
I hear you, Charlemagne the God, the one on. You can check him out. Power 105.1 every single morning with Angelique and DJ Envy.
Yes,
Twitter. Shout out to Twitter, and also you're affiliated with a website as well, right?
Yeah, See the God, CTHAGOD, and my company is called Stupid Dope Moves Incorporated. You know, we're like a lifestyle brand. We specialize in a little bit of everything, you know, from music to the mixtapes, to T-shirts, to, you know, anything that got to do with the lifestyle of hip-hop, you know, we got our hands in. So StupidDopeMoves.com, and, you know, you can check out HoodStateOfTheUnion.com. That's a website with me and my man Lil Duval. You know, a lot of comedy skits and sketches we've done strictly for the internet. And, you know, me and Duval got a television show coming, too, on MTV, too. Yeah, it's going to be on MTV, too, so y'all look out for that. That's coming real soon.
Absolutely, man. Well, thank you for all the news. Thank you for coming through, man. Thank you. It's just a blessing to speak with you. And just continued success, man. We will all be listening to you in the morning time.
Hey, I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you.
No problem, bro.
All right, peace.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child.
The wild reset comes back. Iron Man strikes back. Raise your whole empire. No doubt. Rich man, poor man, read the headlines. Niggas getting murdered for spots and bigger dimes. Drought and drug wars, living by gun law. Jail cats come home and want to take you on as a young one. Growing up broke, me and my people got to sell for. I guess we all in the same boat. Taking lunch, drinking at 92. Laying on the roof, saying, we need the next man to shoot.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child.
Yo, I know a rich kid who got hit for 3 bricks. Showing off.
WBLOK Radio, your boy Heaven Hollywood. Once again, a big shout out to Charlemagne the God for calling up. And that young man is really, like I said, he got himself an opportunity, took advantage of it. And, you know, you can't hate on anyone for that, for taking advantage of their opportunities. All right. We wish him continued success. And check him out on 105.1 WBLOK Radio. He said, and we asked him, in his opinion, you know, Beyonce is the greatest entertainer of our generation. He doesn't consider Janet Jackson his generation. He doesn't consider Michael Jackson's generation. He said at the tail end, you know, of Janet's career is when, you know, Beyonce really took off. So in his opinion, you know, Janet's career was pretty much over at that point. We'll see. I mean, I don't know if I totally agree with that, but I do see where he's coming from on that standpoint. I see where he could say that. I definitely see the Michael Jackson one. I see that. But Janet, you know, was more towards, you know, Beyonce, I would say. I mean, when, after Beyonce came out, Janet did have one hit. She had one hit album after that. Went double platinum with the, you know, the All For You album. 646-595-4290. Had people, you know, calling in, but then by the time I got a chance to get them, you know, on air, they hung up. I don't know whether they were, you know, a little scared. You know, because Charlemagne, you hear him on the radio. I mean, let's be honest. You know, he's an intimidating young fella, you know. Not intimidating on the point where, hey, you know, he's, you know, big, mean looking or what have you. But, you know, he's an intimidating guy in the fact of you don't know what he's going to say. And, you know, you come on the air and you're like, oh, man, if I say something to him, you know, how's he going to respond? You know, is he going to snap on me? Is he going to go in or what have you? But very nice guy. 646-595-4290. We're back Saturdays, better than ever. Hope to get Stacy back. I'm going to have, you know, a new co-host with me on the day that Stacy's not available. Her name is Odie, and she's going to add some sassy and sexiness to the program. Yeah, I mean, I'm sassy and sexy enough, but, you know, you got to add a female. You know, Stacy will, you know, be on with me, you know, on our regular celebrity gossip show. Yeah, we want to thank Charlemagne the God once again for coming through, you know, giving us those jewels, man. You know, you just got to, like he said, you know, sometimes manners takes you further than money. And, you know, that's real talk, you know, from a gentleman who's been there, from someone who's, you know, pretty much came from not wanting to be on the radio, you know, to being on the radio and being a force. You know, I just saw in the magazine he was Power 30, I believe, for personalities on the radio. You know, you start talking about Power 30, you know, you're talking about a lot of people, Angie Martinez, Funkmaster Flex. You know, we don't want to mention Flex to give him no shine here. But, you know. Oh, boy, 646-595-4290. My thing is this, and we're going to top it up with Beyonce. I do understand that Beyonce is a major talent, and Beyonce very well might be the, you know, most talented female of our generation, if we're going to use the words that Charlemagne uses, our generation, she might be. I don't think she's the greatest ever. You know, I have her right now, when we're talking about pop, I know she had the 16 Grammys. I do, however, feel as though only because only two pop awards were from pop music. The rest were all R&B awards. For that, you cannot make her, you know, the queen of pop or what have you. And that, without a doubt, is Madonna. It's Madonna. Madonna's the queen of pop. After Madonna, you know, I'm going to say Whitney Houston. You got to say Mariah Carey. You have to say Britney Spears. You know, you have to pass about five people before you even get and start thinking Beyonce. But Beyonce is, if you want to tell me, she's the number one R&B female of all time, all right, you have an argument at least. You have an argument because she has, you know, 14 R&B Grammys. And other than Michael Jackson, you know, I think that might be the most. So I understand what you're saying about Beyonce. I do feel she's a tad bit overrated because she, you know, most of her hits are written by someone else, while Alicia Keys writes most of Alicia Keys' hits was written by Alicia Keys. Beyonce writes songs, but her hits were written by someone else. Her biggest hits were not written by her. We all know it. As far as him saying she's the best dancer, the best dancer. She's okay. I mean, don't say she's okay. She's a good dancer. She a better dancer than Janet Jackson? She a better dancer than Ciara? Of course, they'll come back and say, well, Ciara can't sing. Okay. She's not a better dancer than Ciara. She's not a better dancer than Janet Jackson. I'm not even sure she's a better dancer than Maya. We'll see about Beyonce in this camouflage platinum album that went from, you know, 550,000 to 1 million in a blink of an eye. What that was Jay-Z not going to let this album flop. That's what that's about. Jay-Z not letting this album flop. He said, I took over her management. There is no way I'm going to be the scapegoat. You're not blaming me for the album not going platinum. What I'm going to do is buy up the rest of these albums, ship these things platinum. I will not be the culprit. Hey, he's Jay-Z. It's his money. He's got the right. Thank everybody for joining me today. I know it's a little short of notice, but we're going to be back in full force now every Saturday night. I'm probably going to move the time to 10 p.m. 10 p.m. Saturdays, the Heaven Hollywood Show. I'll be having special guests. Odie, I'll be having the great A. Orman Marcus with me sometimes. And, of course, my partner in crime, Stacy. I want to thank everybody for joining us. I want to thank Charlemagne the God for joining us. Check him out on Power 105.1 every morning with Angela Yee and DJ Envy. It's your boy Heaven the God, man. Thank you. See you next week.
What up, Black?
Back here. Boy, Chris in the A.M. Yeah. Boy, Bless. Listen, in-house. It's been a while since I came like this.
Oh, my God.
It's time I let it bang like this.
Oh, my God.
I'll never let it go so far, but I'm back up on my toes, bitches. Ring that alarm, this is a warning.
Had to take a little time off of peak game. Niggas got a little sick off these weak legs. They flow driving like a key in the third lane. But can't survive the way a Mack truck in his wheel, man. Got them swerving from bright lights to loud pipes. Got them nervous, they Mack curve and crash sight. Is looking like garbage, you was swaying with trash night. Left the D's wondering, puzzling, using their flashlights. So I just cruise whenever I'm in the booth. Known for spitting the truth, regulating the tool. Hear the rap, then I kick back after I let it ooze. I'm not one of you Kit Kats, easy to choose. Bless the problems, so please try to excuse me. Gut busting, lyrically tongue fucking your crew. I'm not one of you riff rap niggas. I'm making moves around addict that rap magic to close cash. It's been a while since I came like this.
Oh my God.
It's time I let it bang like this.
Oh my God.
I'll never let it go so far, but I'm back up on my toes, bitches. Ring that alarm, this is a warning. It's been a while since I came like this.
Oh my God.
It's time I let it bang like this.
Oh my God.
I'll never let it go so far, but I'm back up on my toes, bitches. Ring that alarm, this is a warning. It's been a while since I left you shaking. Had to get up on my grind, back to money making. Now I'm back up on my grind, no more time wasting. Blessed back up in the booth and it's spine aching. It's his time, he going hard, you can never trace him. Speakers jumping out your trunk, rhymes levitating them. Here to give you what you want, now I'm out of the cage. And lyrical stain in the son of a bitch is amazing. It's been a storm and send it back to the path that it came in. No more taking it easy, I'm already engaging. Vladimir rack rappers, my habits attack bad. It's a battered and flattered, he falls something like glass shattered. So never mind with the who, what, where's it, he ain't there. I'm back shit, fixing the flare, get some shits in the air. Grind beats from the kick to the snare. Niggas up here, no more fighting this.